Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we are joined by Beachbody mega trainer Autumn Calabrese, and we're going to find out about some country heat. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Fit Club. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon on social media, here with my lovely co-host.
And my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And we have the very special Miss Autumn Calabrese. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
We are so excited to have you here. You know,
Thank you. Our fans
have been writing us in, when are you going to have her on? So... she is here just for you guys.
And where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at autumncalabrese.com. Same thing with Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome.
Nice. All right, so today we're going to talk about all that country heat. So it is going to get hot in here. We're going to talk 21-day fix. We're going to talk fixate. We're going to talk everything.
I tried to dress the part.
You know, I missed the memo. I apologize. You guys look amazing. But we're also going to get into other, you know, hot fitness topics as we do each week. And Miss Autumn is also going to chime in. So I would love to hear from you. So the first topic that we have today is, when is it too soon to work out after giving birth? Now, Alec Baldwin's wife,
Hilaria Baldwin?
Yeah, Hilaria Baldwin, who is a yoga instructor, posted recently, just 9 days after giving birth, that she was ready to go for her first run. She ran for 23 minutes and really caught some wind for what she did because it was so soon after birth. Shaka, I know you're an expert on this, right?
Well, yeah, this was such a good learning for me because I figure you have a baby, you can go work out. Why not, right? It's gone. You're lighter.
So why is she, like, getting so much flack for trying to get that, you know, everybody talks about you got to get that bounce back body. You got to bounce back from having a baby. So why is she under fire?
So apparently you're supposed to wait, like, 6 to 8 weeks at least. Yeah. So the ligaments, they kind of loosen up so that you can have this baby. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, you might open yourself up to injury if you work out too hard before the timing's right. Mm-hmm. And so I think people were upset that she might be kind of forcing women to feel as if they need to do so. Mm-hmm. But I thought her post was pretty responsible about telling them this was her journey, she consulted with her doctor, and that she wanted to just motivate people that were afraid of working out too early. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know what your thoughts were on that.
You have some expertise in this too, right?
I do. I'm a mom and I have a specialty in pre and postnatal fitness. And it is a little bit of a to each its own. Yeah. And the most important thing is to get cleared by your doctor. Mm-hmm. She is a yoga instructor. In fact, her and Alec used to work out at my gym all the time. So I can tell from watching her, she's in phenomenal shape. And that plays a huge part into how quickly your body will bounce back. And for somebody who is in really good shape, it feels good to get back to exercising sooner than later. You do have the hormone relaxin in your body, which is what relaxes all those ligaments and things like that. So you do need to be careful about what you're doing. But given her background and the fact that she was cleared by her doctor, I think she was probably okay.
Yeah.
And there's both sides of the coins of, well, don't pressure women to get back. But then there's the other side of the coin of, like, let's not shame somebody who wants to feel healthy, and that's part of what makes them feel healthy. Yeah.
Now, this isn't really my expertise. I am a personal trainer, but I haven't done any, you know, postpartum, postnatal, prenatal, all that, any of that. But I imagine when you work out, you are, you know, building up your muscles. I'm sure, you know, Hilaria.
I think I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah.
She was obviously a yogi. She was probably working out all the time. So she was probably, you know, really strong. So I imagine, you know, your muscles are flexible. Wouldn't her muscles tighten up after the birth? Or
I mean, it's not the muscles, it's the ligaments that hold your joints together that are looser, because that's what happens so that your hips can spread so that you can push the baby out of the birth canal.
But all those Kegels, don't they, like, help it stay up there?
Yes, but here's the thing. It doesn't just affect your hips. It affects every joint in your body.
So
everything from your elbows and your shoulders to you know, your hips and your knees. So that's the only reason that they say be careful. But again, and again, also going to depend on if you breastfeed or not.
Oh, really?
If you breastfeed, the hormones are going to stay in your body longer. Mm-hmm. So you're producing milk and that sort of thing. But it's still one of those things where if you have knowledge in the area, which she clearly does, she was cleared by her doctor, and you don't overdo it, then, like I said, I don't think she did anything wrong. It's about being healthy for her. She did 23 minutes. You know, like, you do as much as you can. I had my son via cesarean section. Yeah. He wouldn't come out. He was stubborn. And I was walking, like, going on walks with him after 2 weeks, and I was back to full working out after 4.
Okay.
But doing it at my pace. I wasn't doing it at the level I was doing before I was pregnant. Yeah. But I was back to doing some stuff. And, and so, you know, the sooner you do get back to working out, the faster you lose that baby weight. And that is good for your health and your self-esteem. And to have a little mommy time when you have no mommy time after that baby's born, it feels good.
So you are schooling me.
And I think it's important that you and Hilaria were both active before getting pregnant, because I did a lot of research in this, because I had, oddly, when I got into the fitness industry, a lot of pregnant moms were asking me for advice. I don't know why that happened or how that happened. And I found that once you're fit before the pregnancy, and it allows you to be fit throughout the pregnancy and work out.
Yeah.
And it can impact your baby for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Their risk of diabetes goes down. The diabetes they might develop when they're 30, 40, 50 goes down based on how fit you are during the pregnancy.
And studies show, too, that I read somewhere that you are less likely to have a colicky baby because they're used to the mommy, like, moving around and hearing the noise and...
Yeah, all of that. Their Apgar scores, which is the test that they do on the baby after, right, immediately after they're born. So the coloring of their skin and how they're breathing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, those scores are higher. Those babies born to moms who exercise throughout pregnancy, they tend to sleep better through the night. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, I've worked with enough moms that did and didn't, and there's a difference. Yeah. They eat better. They're less colicky. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere, and I don't quote me on this, but I read somewhere that we have all the fat cells we're going to have in our body by the time we're one.
Wow.
And a large, now again, I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but if it is, that a large part of it is impacted by what your mom is doing while you're in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be setting your child up for whether or not they're predisposed to diabetes, obesity, other issues. So,
wow, it's so crazy. Important. Wow, it starts before life really.
And I also heard that nutrition labels are not dictating or not showing what they're really putting in children's milk, and that they're actually adding sugar earlier in the milk.
Wow.
That way they can be addicted to it as they get older.
Yep, there's a lot that I've seen in the formulas and that sort of thing where you really got to look at it.
Scary.
And obviously, just everything that goes
you
into
you have to be your own, like, FDA, you know?
Yeah,
you really
literally.
And speaking of tons of sugar, we know that there's a lot of sugar in breakfast. I mean, pancakes, muffins, all that stuff. But did you know that you could be secretly eating a lot of sugar in your lunch?
Yeah.
So there's different ways that it can be hidden, and we have those ways for you. So bread is one of them. A lot of people say that, you know, you should be eating wheat bread instead of whole bread, but just 2 slices of wheat bread can equal to 8 grams or more
of sugar. And there's nothing in the bread. You know,
they haven't even made the sandwich yet. The interesting thing about that is I'm actually right in the middle of a year-long nutrition course, and I just saw that some of the wheat breads actually have more sugar than the white bread.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we already know that the white bread is like the worst.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden here you are, like, you think you're doing something better, but then you've got all of a sudden, like, honey whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
Well, how much did they put in there?
Yeah.
Now you're loaded
with
sugar.
Yeah, my father, who has diabetes, I have to constantly remind him of this. And the last time I went home, he was grabbing for the honey oat, and he's like, it tastes so good, and it's still healthy. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
And that was my jam, that honey wheat bread growing up.
Good.
I love that.
Yeah, it really is good. But not only just the wheat, but everything that goes into it, even the deli meats, especially if they're cold cuts. There's different added sweeteners, at least 3 grams or more.
And so, who puts on just one slice of thin ham?
Yeah,
no, nobody.
Does
that.
Yeah. Exactly. So you go from 8 grams for the bread, then let's say 6 grams for just the meat that's in it. Okay, so we're adding things up. Then the condiments.
Yep.
So 1 tablespoon of, you know, barbecue sauce is 9 grams. Ketchup, mustard, teriyaki, all of those things can go up to 10 grams of sugar. So where are we at?
Almost 30.
Yeah, almost.
Okay. 30 grams of sugar.
If it's 8 grams per slice of bread,
yeah,
almost 30.
Okay. So we are up there. And then even salad dressings.
Oh,
I
yeah. the worst.
I grab a salad every day for lunch, and sometimes, you know, I'll ask for the salad dressing on the side because they will just drench your salad, and it just, again, it adds up all that sugar.
Getting all that added sugar from salad, like, you're probably not having exactly what you want, and you're still getting the bad stuff.
It's the worst, the salad dressing.
Yeah, Italian dressing, 3 grams per teaspoon, and you know you're not just putting 1 teaspoon Italian dressing on your salad. If you're having a soda or juice, that's it can be up to 37 grams, and you're done.
I saw a really interesting post where somebody was comparing the sugars in, like, sodas and things like that, because you don't really stop to think about, like, 37 grams of sugar, how many teaspoons is that kind of thing. And so they put it in a baggie,
and it was just massive.
It was massive, and it was for one soda, and you're like, would you ever make, like, a cup of coffee and take, like, that many 20 teaspoons later? You're like, no, it's
just,
you would never.
We just don't know, and, like, we're starting to learn, but it's still hard to get the information out there.
I think we're lucky we're in California, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think we're definitely progressive and ahead of most, but, I was watching documentaries, and they were talking about, like, these poor kids that were so overweight with diabetes, and here's the parents struggling to do better for the kids, and you're watching them, and they're like, so we give them cereal, but it's this cereal, and you're like, no,
that's not helping.
I saw that documentary. What was it called?
Was it Katie Couric?
It was Katie Couric's, but I forget the name of it, but it was really, really good.
So good, but I was, like, sitting there, like, crying, because these poor parents were trying so hard. And they just weren't educated on what was in the food. And
it's crazy because we have the dietary guidelines for Americans say 50 grams of sugar per day. And American Heart Association says 37 for men and 25 for women. Yeah. So already, like, half that lunch that we were talking about. There's a sandwich, so you think you're doing good, you know?
Yeah. Forget the cookie.
Yeah, you didn't even get anywhere near that. Exactly. Lord only knows what
and
you
it probably practiced. It probably wasn't even the 6-inch. It was probably like that was probably just the 6-inch.
Yeah, not the big one.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's the thing with fast food, as we know, is you just don't know what you're getting in fast food these days.
Never.
And frozen meals, they say, are also can be troublesome because there's so much stuff they put in frozen meals and added sugars are just hidden.
Sugars and salts and processed and I'm all for, you guys know, I have a cookbook and a cooking show because here's the thing, we don't want to lose taste. Yeah. Like, that's the worst. That's why everybody's always like, but I want this because that healthy stuff doesn't taste good. And it really doesn't have to. I work with my brother who's a chef and I have tasked him with some of, like, I've literally given him things to make and been like, there's no way he's making this healthy. And he has come back with mind-blowing stuff. Yeah. And I don't say that because he's my brother and I don't say it because it goes on my show because it wouldn't go on my show if it didn't taste good. And so you really can do it. It's just a matter of learning, doing a little bit more research, maybe looking for those healthier options. And it doesn't have to take forever to cook it either. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a single mom on the go. I need something that's fast. Quick, like, I'm not looking to spend 2 hours in the kitchen.
Exactly, And so we gotta give the viewers a little taste of that, right? So we have a little clip from Fixate.
When you bring a super trainer,
you can do anything you put your mind to.
Together with an international chef.
I love this dessert.
You've got a recipe for results.
Oh, that is delicious.
Fixate is all about making delicious foods.
Oh, yeah.
Creating perfect portions.
Perfect portions equates to healthy weight loss.
And bringing you a brand new style of cooking show that's all about achieving healthy weight loss.
This is Fixate.
Wow, that's awesome. And you're in incredible shape with that. It's like that good food and that incredible shape. That's awesome.
Thank you.
How does it feel just watching that with all your success with Beachbody? When you see all your programs and you watch them back, what is the feeling that you get?
It's fun, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to live out something that I've always wanted to do, so I'm literally living out my dream. But it's so rewarding because it's not really about my success as much as what my success stands for. And it's the amount of people that it's helped and the success stories that come in and that I hear and everything from people who have beat eating disorders from using the color-coded containers and not being afraid of food anymore to just, you know, somebody who's taken their life back, who was 450 pounds and made a promise to their mother on their mother's deathbed that they would get healthy and didn't know how they were going to do it, and seeing kids doing it with their parents and all. So it's just, it's very rewarding to watch that and to know that all of that hard work and all of those blood, sweat, and tears, that it represents something much bigger than just my success, but a millions of other people's success too.
And there's something that I saw there, portion control. That's always my problem. Tell me a little bit about the color-coded containers.
Yeah, so each container represents a different food group. So, like, your green is your vegetables, your purple is your fruit, red's protein, yellow's carbohydrates, and it's just balanced macros, because not only do we need to eat in the right portion sizes, so not having these ginormous meals, people don't always realize that they're not balancing out their macronutrients, so their fats, their carbohydrates, and their proteins, basically. Yeah. So they think they're eating really healthy, but they might be eating a bunch of carbs and no protein.
Yeah.
Or they're eating a lot of fruit, but no vegetables. Mm-hmm. So it's just about getting the balance between all of those things right, and not starving, because that mm-hmm. doesn't last. Like, if you put yourself on a starvation diet, what are you going to do afterwards? Yeah. You're going to go binge. That's not fun. So it's really just like a healthy way of eating.
It's easy. I like the colors. It keeps it simple.
It's rainbows. You know, we can do that. It looks like building blocks.
Sometimes when I'm training clients and they come to me like, oh, I'm, you know, starting this, you know, new, like, type of protein shake, or sometimes I get a little nervous. I always ask them, okay, bring it to me. Let me read the ingredients. I like to be engaged, because I am very protective. I don't want them to, like you said, starve themselves, do a really restricted low calorie diet, and, you know, it caused them to be malnourished. But I had one client who came to me who was doing your 21 day fix. And I can honestly say this was the first program where it felt right. I was like, yes, this is awesome, because portion control is so important. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is the first program that I've seen on TV that really allows you to eat, that teaches, you know, clients, you know, moderation. You can eat certain things, but it's all about size and moderation, portion control. Yeah. So I really agree and, like, back this 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think it's really important. And like you said, not being deprived. So, like, you mm-hmm. still can have wine. You can still have chocolate, because I'm not giving up wine and chocolate.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah, getting a cocktail in every once in a while, totally acceptable if you're balancing everything else out. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And then from there to Country Heat now.
Yeah, Country Heat's the newest program. Came out.
How that came out, what, about?
Came out in August. So just about a month now.
And how's the feedback been for that?
It's been so great. And it was really interesting because I love country music. Like, love Die
Hard. I was just going to ask you, because I know your background, you're a dancer, but you're from Ohio. So I was like, where's the country coming?
So I'm a Midwest girl, Ohio and St. Louis. But it's funny because most people who know me, like, if you put on my workout music, I've got old school Nelly and, like, Tupac. And, I've got, like, hardcore, like Eminem's on there, right? Okay. And then all of a sudden they're like, country. And I was like, actually, that's my jam too. So, and people don't really stop to think right now that, like, oh, I can dance to that. Like, the connotation is sort of negative, and they think, it's going to be,
cheesy,
like, honky-tonk, cheesy, and I don't want any part of that. So my biggest thing that I wanted to do was show people that country music is really fun now, and that it's not cheesy at all, and that you can have just as much fun dancing to that and doing cool dance moves, not cheesy hoedown type moves. And I think at first, like, before I really started talking about it, everybody was like a little bit like, I don't know. And now people are getting into it and they love it, and they're hearing the songs, and, like,
it looks fun. Looks like a lot of fun.
It's super fun. Like, it really is. Like, that was the biggest goal, was to just make fitness fun for all those people who are just like, I hate cardio. Yeah. I don't want to go be on the stair climber for 30 minutes. And so I wanted to reach that group, the people who already work out and are just like, I just want something fun because I'm bored of my routine.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to reach all the people out there that are like, I don't want to lift weights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to lift weights. That's not me. Yeah. Or I'm not fit enough to do that. What can I do? Yeah. And I'm like, we all can dance. Like, that's what our bodies, you know, you see a 2-year-old run around, dancing. They put on music and they'll dance.
Yeah.
Like, our bodies are made to do it. So
I think Zumba might have a run for their money.
Watch out.
That's the goal. Look out. So how do you come up with your programs? Like, how did you get introduced to Beachbody? Like, did you, like, approach them, or did they find you? Do you say, hey, this is the program I want? like me to do, but I need your stamp on it? Or do they collaborate with you and say, hey, we're thinking of this?
Yeah. So they found me. I had actually created a portion control system several years ago. It was not quite what you see now, but it was called Change My Plate, and it was portion control. And I had launched it on the Hallmark Channel on Home and Family, and it had been out for a couple months. I had a client who's in the entertainment business. They showed it to a friend who's in the entertainment business. That friend knew somebody at Beachbody and was like, can I pass this on? So they passed it on. Beachbody liked it. They called me in. The long and short was that after a couple months of talking and negotiations and all that, here we are.
Nice.
Four programs later, a cooking show and a clothing line. But when it comes to the programs, a lot of times it's collaborative. Well, it's always collaborative, but sometimes I'll bring an idea and be like, what do you think of this? And other times my boss will come to me and be like, I want you to do a program that's, like, sometimes it's really generalized. Like, I want an easy program. This particular one, it was like, how do you feel about a country line dancing program is how it started. And I was like, yeah, that could be really cool, but, like, let's brainstorm on this. And it was a year in development to get it to where it ended up being. But it's always a team collaboration. Once we come up with the theme and the idea, then that's myself and Beachbody has a fitness expert, so I'll sit down and I'll write with her. So we'll sit down and we'll be like, okay, what are we going to do? Like,
oh, the contestants last week on the 20s, they talked about the expert. She sat with all of them.
So she works with all of us, one, to make sure our programs are unique, because although I know the other trainers and I love them and I do their programs here and there, I couldn't possibly know every move in every program, and she does. So, like, I might think I'm coming up with something new, and like, she'll be like, no, actually, somebody already did that. And I was like, all right, fine. So how about we make it like this? But, yeah, so we'll just sort of sit in a room on a whiteboard, and we'll write down ideas, and then we go test it in the gym. And and with Country Heat, it was myself and her, and we brought in one other gentleman who's also a choreographer. And it was, like, I basically, like, sat there and picked all the songs I wanted first, and then it was like, okay. And then we'd all just be in the dance studio for hours. And it was like, yeah, like, one person would think of a move, and the next person would think of a move, and then we'd kind of put, like, some stuff together, and we'd be like, oh, I like that, but what if we did this?
That's cool.
I love the best part of that story is it started with the client. Like, you know, someone you were giving so much to, and then they were able to give it back. I hear that from so many successful trainers. It's not about, like, trying to be successful. It's about giving to your clients.
It really is. I get asked that all the time by people, by other trainers, and they're like, well, what do I do? How do I get in touch with Beachbody? And I'm like, I don't know, because I didn't really get in touch with Beachbody. Like, they found me. And not that I don't know who's in charge, but I'm like, it's rare if I'm just
It was organic for you. It was meant to happen.
It was very organic. And it definitely felt like it was meant to be, and that's my home. And
Well, let's put up a little Country Heat.
I know.
Let's show them what they got.
There was a time when Beachbody was known only for extreme and intense fitness programs. But there's a new workout in town, and it's about to make fitness safe for everyone. So if you want fun and easy fitness, saddle up for Country Heat.
Yeah! You can feel the change, the change while you're moving your feet. You can feel the change in the Country Heat. You can feel the change.
Country Heat is a country music dance program for everybody.
If you like music and you like to move your body, you will love Country Heat. It doesn't matter if you can dance. It's not about tricky moves or having to get the steps just right. All you need to do is follow along with us and have fun. This is Country Heat.
Wow.
Are you thinking now to kind of, like, Zumba, put Zumba in the different gyms now? Are we going to start to see Country Heat in classes?
It's already out.
Oh, it is.
It's Country Heat Live. We already have, I think, like 600 or 700 certified live instructors across the nation.
Oh, amazing.
Nice. So, yeah, it's definitely out there and growing. And
Yeah,
what I love about it, I love country music, but I do not feel comfortable going to, like, a country bar and line dancing. So it's so great that I can do this in the privacy of my own home and enjoy it.
It's my favorite, though, when guys will do it. So, like, you see we have guys in the video, and some of the guys in the video have actually been in my fitness videos as well. Like, one of the gentlemen, his nickname is Cupcake. He's the one with the beard. And he's a hardcore break dancer, like, he dances with Gwen Stefani, like, he's a dancer. And I was like, Cupcake, come on, bro. And he's like, I got you, I'm in it. And so I love, like, obviously it's easier to get a woman to do it than it is to get a man to do it. But, like, I even had a an injured vet sent me an email the other day, and he was just like, thank you so much for this program, because right now it's the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
To get fit, and he's already lost like 20 pounds and he's doing great. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome to have an army vet who's injured, who's like, obviously, like, that guy's way more badass than I am ever gonna be. And he's like out there doing country heat and loving it and getting results from it. So, like, that's so cool to me.
That is awesome. Now, just a little bit about your background. You were a dancer, and then did you become a trainer first? I know at some point you were doing like bodybuilding, like competitions and stuff. So give me the rundown. Yeah. How did you break into fitness?
Well, I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. I majored in dance in college. Mm-hmm. I ended up with a bulging disc in my lower spine my senior year. So I actually left college early. I didn't get to finish my degree. Mm-hmm. And I moved out to California. And I did start as a personal trainer. So that's what I was doing. I was doing in-home fitness for a very long time, working with clients one-on-one. In addition to my in-home fitness, I started working at Equinox, which is one of our gyms here. Mm-hmm. And it was when I was at Equinox that one of my girlfriends was actually a fitness competitor. So I actually do, when I compete, it's in the bikini division. Mm-hmm. So it's not in the bodybuilding division. Mm-hmm. It's very different. Mm-hmm. And she was getting ready to do another show. And she's like, do it with me, do it with me, do it. And I was like, nah, I don't want no part of that. Yeah. But then like 6 or 7 months later, she was like, do it, do it, do it, do it. And I was like, fine, I'll try it once. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even end up doing the second show. She did the first one. She didn't end up doing the second one. But I was like, no, I already started this process, so like, I'm in it. And so, yeah, I went on to do, what did I do? Four shows. Nice. In like 2 years, and it was great and such an awesome experience. It's a lot of time and dedication.
Yeah.
Saka knows about that.
I did a lot of those shows too, but what I loved about it was how much I was learning about fitness and nutrition, because stuff I took for granted, like when I started my first competition, a buddy said, what are you having to prepare? And I said, well, I'm eating sandwiches, because I was like, I'm eating clean. And he looked at me like, you're having sandwiches? I was like, yeah, I'm not going out to buy stuff. I'm wearing bread, a little cheese, He was like, you're having dairy? And so that whole progression was great to learn.
And actually, that's where, like, when you see my portion control and stuff, and I talk about my macros being balanced, that's where I learned it too. It wasn't that I didn't know, but I was kind of similar to you, where it was like, I'm eating healthy fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you have an idea.
You have an idea, but then all of a sudden you dial it in and you get the macros balanced and the portion control, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and there's nothing like seeing your body in a shape you didn't even know it could get to.
Yeah,
right?
You're just like, I didn't know that was possible. Yeah. And, like, you work hard. You definitely work hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in the grand scheme of things, you're like, oh, I expected that to be way, way harder than it was.
Than just, like, watching what I actually
need to do one. Yeah. I don't know why I need to just sacrifice, and I gotta stop eating.
Once you start to do it, you get addicted to it, because you look at how good you look, and then you realize it was all a product of just watching what you eat and knowing what it was you're watching.
Yeah. Once you get rid of some of that other, like, the processed stuff and things like that, like, once they're out, you don't even realize, like, you'll go to put some of it back in, and you feel how horrible you feel after it. Yeah. Like, I used to drink, not that orange juice is bad for you, especially not if it's fresh squeezed, but I used to drink orange juice every morning with my eggs, and I can tell you, I was like a salt fiend.
Yeah.
And I had to give it up for competitions. It was like, nope, orange juice, gone.
Yeah.
Get rid of that sodium. And after competition, I went to have it. The orange juice, literally, it felt like I was just pouring sugar in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I had put on salt, like more salt than, and I was just like,
this is disgusting.
Like, oh my God, it was so bad. So once you get it out, your body doesn't really want it anymore.
Yeah, that's one thing we talked about with the sugar, is once you start to reduce your sugar, you don't even want to have as much anymore.
Yeah, I should know better. I mean, everybody who's listening, they know, Shaka knows, I was one of the trainers on the TV show Fit to Fat to Fit, where they made us get fat and then get fit with our clients. So when I ate all that processed, it was just disgusting. And then I cut it out. And I think that I'm slowly introducing it back in, and my, like, taste buds are going numb. I remember when I first ate it how bad it was, but now it's like, oh, well, I like a donut. It's sweet, but it's not as sweet.
I remember seeing that show. Uh-huh. Like, actually, I read about it in, like, one of the magazines, and I was just like, I wonder if I would do that. And I was like, nope, wouldn't even.
Yeah. I said the same thing.
I would be so scared that I wouldn't
be able to come back
from it.
Honestly, I thought about it, because so many trainers have done it independently. And you read a story on Yahoo about a trainer that gained. I just don't know if I could ever do it.
Honestly, the hardest part was actually putting on the weight.
Well, that would be really hard, too.
My body bounced back pretty quickly, but it was the putting the weight on. Like, the producers would bring me in, and they'd be like, what's going on? You're not really eating. And I'm like, I swear, I'm eating so much.
Meanwhile, she's following your program. They're watching the portions.
She's like, I did eat French fries. I put them in the yellow.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It was interesting. I'd never do it again, ever in my life. No producer can convince me to do that again. But I imagine, like, having a baby, it's probably something similar. You eat everything you want, and then, like...
If you do eat everything you want, that's got to be hard, yeah.
Actually, what was that process for you? Because especially for pregnant women, and they have the cravings, and I think a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm going to forget about being fit now that I'm pregnant.
I had the knowledge, obviously, because I was actually certified pre- and postnatal fitness before I got pregnant with my son. So I had the knowledge already, and we've actually changed a lot of our guidelines. Like, the guidelines used to be 25 to 30 pounds to gain during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. They've reduced it to 12 to 17 pounds.
Wow.
Girls are just going crazy.
No, well, because unfortunately, so many Americans are already overweight.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Don't need to gain that much more.
Yeah.
So I was pretty tiny. I gained 36 pounds with my son, but I was good. I worked out till the day he was born. Mm-hmm. I had been in the gym in the morning, went into labor that night.
But, hardcore.
Yeah, but like I ate good. I indulged a little bit in my cravings when I had them. I went through like a month of wanting dairy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would eat it, but I would still be cautious of my portion size. So if I was going to have ice cream, I would put it in a coffee mug to make sure I wouldn't like eat it out of the towel. You know, you can slip away with that. And then after I had him, I didn't restrict my food because I was breastfeeding, but I was, same thing, very conscious of what it was. And all I kept telling myself, no matter what even if I had a really bad craving, I was like, whatever I eat, he eats. So if I don't want my newborn baby to eat a Snickers bar, then I can't eat a Snickers bar right now. And that, as a new mom, will stop you every time. Because, like, you're like, oh, my God, I have to have the right diapers and I have to have the right lotion. And then all of a sudden we're just, like, mowing down food, not realizing that that's exactly what they're eating.
Yeah.
So...
All right, so there's something that I've been dying to ask you. So I follow you on social media, and one thing that I notice about you that's very different from, you know, all your Woman Crush Wednesday girls that are into fitness is you are very confident about, like, being in your skin. You are one of the first people that I've seen who will literally take a real gym selfie. Like you didn't go and get your eyelash extensions done. You didn't, like, Photoshop. How are you so transparent and so comfortable in your skin when it comes to social media? I mean, you have such a huge following. Do you ever, like, second guess, like, ooh, I don't know about this, or like, screw this, this is who I am?
It's not that I don't second guess it. I do, like, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you do think about it, but here's the thing. All those girls with their eyelash extensions and the makeup on and blah, 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 that's not real. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Okay? I am not in the... Like, when I'm at the gym, I don't put on a full face before I go work out because my face would be broken out if I did.
Yeah.
Like, I plan to sweat.
Yeah.
I'm not doing my hair. It's up in a ponytail because I'm about to go sweat. So, like, my bigger motivation is to let people know, like, this is beautiful too, and it's like when you're in the gym, it's okay to look one way, like to look real and not put on a thing. And I've taken criticism for it, like people are always like I've gotten like, oh, you look sick, what's with those dark circles under your eyes? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm tired.
Like, I'm making this money,
I'm like, I work a lot. Or they'll be like, oh, you're super skinny, you're too skinny. And I'm like, I don't know, if you looked at my parents, like, my dad's 5'8", my mom's 5'2", and neither, you know, my dad can't be more than 150. So, like, I'm like, this is me. Like, so it's not that it doesn't make me feel bad at times. I just have to stop and, like, and go, you know what, though? That's okay. Like, haters are gonna hate. Like, I get... Here, we'll go to TMI for a minute. I get questioned about my boobs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're fake. I bought them.
I love it. Like, I love the transparency.
I'm this tiny, and boobs are made of fat. So I had none. Exactly. I didn't get them because I felt insecure about it. I was just like, how cool would it be to actually wear, like, a cute top and fill it out? And I want people to know that. That, like, you know, when, like, what if somebody questions me, I'm like, oh, you're fake because you have fake boobs. And I'm like, I also dye my grays. I wear makeup. I had braces.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm like, I wear nail polish. So that's all fake, too. Like, there's a certain line between it. And so, you know, there's days, there's good days and bad days. And I was taking a selfie today trying to get, like, a good photo of my abs. But last week was my birthday and I ate a lot of cake.
Oh, happy belated.
Thank you. And I was like, That ain't the angle. Yeah. No. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to hold off on this photo for a minute. I'll take that in a few more days.
But I think that's why you resonate so well with everyone is that level of authenticity, especially with Beachbody, because I talked to one of the guys that kind of produced some of the early Beachbody stuff, and he was saying what they did was getting the feedback from the customers and putting that, like, kind of front and center was what really made the big difference for them. And so I think that's why everyone connect with you so well.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it's important. In my workouts, you know, like, they'll laugh and be like, you don't sweat in your workouts. And I was like, y'all, I'm not doing the workout. Like, in the video, do you notice I walk around a lot? Because I have to be able to talk and cue and motivate. Yeah, yeah. But, like, when I'm in the gym, I don't look like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't breathe. Yeah. I'm, like, bent over. Yeah. But that's how it should be.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. I feel like you are somebody who I, you know, follow, and I don't feel bad. I'm like, you know what? Today I can post a photo of me really in the gym. Like, people are like, you need to post more. And sometimes I'm like, well, when I'm sweating, I'm not cute. But I feel like, you know what? It's real.
It's real.
Not, it is. I love that. I love seeing those real ones. Yeah. And I'll have moments too. Like, I have a million different fitness followers I follow, and, you know, you're scrolling through the feed, and, like, every time they post a photo, they look like they're in competition shape. And I'm like, there's just no way. Like, who stays in competition shape all year long? Yeah. That is hard to do. And then I'm like, okay, wait a minute. They're all, like, they look gorgeous. They're in the outfit. They're posed. They're flexed. And I'm like, okay, they probably had a photo shoot in 15 different outfits and 15 different poses in each outfit. And
they release one every couple of weeks.
Exactly. But it's good to point that out, because to most people, they don't even realize that. And so they just see, like I just said, like that same person who always looks like they're in competition shape. And then they're like, I don't always look like
that. Yeah,
like
All right. So who do you follow? Who is your woman crush Wednesday, or who inspires you on social media?
Oh my goodness. I follow, you know what? I follow just like the real people out there. It's not that I don't follow, you know, like, I actually, Shaka, I started following you. I'm not even sure. I think at one point you just popped up somebody else I followed, and I was like, look at that guy. He's in great shape. That's okay. I follow. And then we met at an event, and I was like, I know you.
Oh, cute.
I honestly probably couldn't even tell you their names.
You know, just their
I just know their photos.
Their handles.
And like, and a lot of them are Beachbody people who are doing the programs where I can watch their transformation.
Oh, I love that.
Things like that. That's what I like to see. It's not that I don't have celebrities that I follow and everything. But I know I'm blessed enough. Like, I make a good paycheck. I have my nanny who helps me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I already know if that's what I have, like, I know what all the other celebrities who make a lot more than I have. You know, and good for them. Like, being in shape still requires being in shape. But I'm more inspired by the mom who has three kids, whose husband is off at work every day, and she's just trying to keep her sanity. Like, and by the way, she's in phenomenal shape. I'm like, you go, girl. Like, that's who I want to follow. Yeah. Because when I'm bitching about not wanting to do it, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You got up, you did it, I'll do it too.
So in that same vein, like, not social media, but when you have that day that you're not motivated at all, because we all have those days, like, I don't want to do anything. What do you do, or how do you get yourself out of that funk?
There are some days when it happens where I'm just like, it'll be my rest day. And I let myself have that mental rest day. That is few and far between. On those days, look, it is part of my job, so I do know that, like, even when I don't want to do it, that would basically be like saying, I don't want to go to work today. And, you know, we all don't want to go to work, but you got to get up and do it. But there's a bunch of different things I'll do. I might pick something like either going to a dance class or just putting on Country Heat at home because it's more fun and, like, that will energize me compared to maybe I'm just not in the mood for a crazy heavy lift that day. Or it's like, okay, I got to put on a good, like, I always go old school, so I'm like, music. All of a sudden I'm on Pandora and it's like, all right, I put on, like, the Salt and Pepper Station. And I'm just like, you know, old school is like 90s music rocking out. And then I'm like, okay, I can get hyped up a little bit and I'll go do it. Having a good go-to playlist is good. And sometimes if I'm in a bad mood, I know I might not want to start the workout, but I'll feel better when I finish it. So I usually tell myself, like, just go do 20 minutes, Autumn. Like, even if it's just 20 minutes, and then once I'm 20 minutes in, I'll finish it, and I do the whole workout.
Yeah, I think that's so important. That's kind of, that last one was kind of my method. I'm just like, just get there, because you know you're going to feel good later. Just get there.
Yeah,
you know?
Do something,
and if you leave after 5 minutes, all right, but you're going to feel better that you went, and you left after 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And chances are you won't leave, because you'll feel guilty. Like, you're like, I'm not going to walk in the gym, be there for 5 minutes, and walk out.
Yeah, and then your endorphins kind of come in, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, yeah, I am about this workout.
Yeah, and you get it, and you're good. So
your website, you have a lot going on. You promote your different products, your different, your shows, your DVDs, but you also blog about different topics. And I came across this one topic that I thought was very open. I love when different people talk about things that they experience, especially with health. And you opened up about Candida and how you didn't know what was going on with you. Kind of explain, like, you're in the fitness industry, you're eating good, you're working out, and you weren't feeling right. So how did you find out what you had, and how did you, I guess, get better?
Yeah, so it was actually a, like, 6 or 7 month struggle, but it was one of those things where, like, I slowly but surely, like, my body just wasn't feeling right. But when you're working as much as I work at times, like, you just sort of chalk it up to being run down. Mm-hmm. And I had been traveling a ton, so I was like, oh, maybe I just caught a bug. And then there's times where you just sort of put it in the back of your mind, because it was nothing so bad, so significant, that I was just like, oh, I can't function. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, nah, my stomach's not right today. Nah. Like, why am I so bummed? Like, I have nothing to be bummed about. What's with my mood? Like, things, it started like that. My stomach got progressively worse. Bathroom issues, and I won't elaborate any further than that, because it's not necessary. But I was having everything from massive anxiety attacks and mild depression to crazy mood swings, bathroom stuff, insomnia, and a breathing issue. Like, a breathing issue that hospitalized me once, because I, like, which may have partially been a panic attack, and I didn't quite realize it, but literally felt like there was an elephant on my chest. I couldn't breathe. And I saw every specialist there was. I was seeing pulmonary specialists. I was seeing gastrointestinal specialists. Like, everybody, I probably spent $10,000 on specialists, because they, like, which is insane. You know, you're just racking up doctor's bills.
For no conclusion,
And they're all looking at me going, you're the epitome of health. I've never seen anybody's test come back so clean. And I kept going, something's not right. And they kept being like, maybe it's in your head. And you know, when you know your body and you're in touch with your body, that's when you push forward and you're like, something's not right. So I finally, like, my little sister had actually had Candida at one point. And I was asking her, I was like, what were your symptoms? And she was telling me, she had some of the same ones. Then I started looking up what some of the symptoms were. And there's like 200. It can affect anything and everything in your body. And so I went to what they call a functional medicine specialist, like a functional medicine doctor, where they're, it's a more holistic approach. And within 15 minutes of talking to her, she did a couple, like look tests, like ask me questions, muscle strength test. She looked at my tongue. It was, like, slightly coated. And she's like, you have Candida. And I was like, awesome. That's kind of what I thought, but it took 7 months and a whole lot of doctors telling me nothing was wrong to get there. From that point on, it's to cure Candida, it's purely your eating.
Diet. That's
it's
what I was
purely
say.
Your diet. Now, and I had also lost weight. I had lost about 5 pounds and I was trying to gain. Like, I was going and eating donuts and I was like, what the hell is going on? Because I was down to like 102, 103 pounds. Like, and I did start to look sick because I was so skinny. And that's when I was like, yeah, something's not, like, thyroid's off, something's off. And, well, it turns out, when you have Candida, they feed on sugar. It's just bacteria that feeds on sugar. So here I am feeding myself donuts, trying to gain weight, and I'm just feeding the bacteria, growing it more and more. Yeah. So it starts with an elimination diet. You cut out all the sugar for 3 days. Like, literally, it's protein and veggies for 3 days. And then you can add in some carbohydrates. So I started adding in quinoa, and I did a little bit of brown rice. You got to be careful not to add in, like, potatoes and things. You got to do it supervised by a doctor, because there's also supplement protocols on different,
Do you try probiotics?
You add in probiotics. Yeah. You're doing apple cider vinegar shots. You have to do all this stuff, because first you have to kill the candida. Yeah. And as you do that, and as the bacteria die off, you get what they call die-off. So you almost feel like you have the flu. And then once that's gone, then you have to spend the next 3 months repairing your gut flora, like, so rebuilding good flora, and repairing your gut lining. And it was only about 2 months ago, actually, like, I was still missing something, and I knew, I was like, I'm fairly better, but something's still not right. And And I hadn't quite done everything I guess I needed to do to repair my gut lining. It turns out that your intestinal lining is made mostly of glutamine.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are shooting glutamine to recover from muscle soreness, right, at the end of a workout. But it actually repairs your stomach, your intestinal lining. So that was, like, the last thing that I got to add in. And I started adding in, like, fairly high doses of glutamine for a month. And then everything...
Yeah, and men can get candida too.
Yeah. Anybody.
I was concerned I had it, so I started taking probiotics. So I don't know if I had. I do feel better. So.
Yeah. Well, so the causes of it. So it's there. You can get it from a lot of different things.
It's stress too, though, right?
Stress can do it. Yeah. Stress can do it. The biggest thing that I think causes it for us is the amount of medicine and antibiotics we take. So every time you take an antibiotic, you don't just kill the bad; you kill the good. Yeah. So you really need to follow up any antibiotic with a probiotic right afterwards. Yeah. But antacids kill every, you know, like they imbalance you. Tylenol, aspirin, like any of that stuff, like it sets off the gut flora. And the second your gut flora is out of balance, that's when the candida can grow.
Hippocrates said, food be thy medicine.
And it was right.
I went through a similar experience when I first moved to California. I was eating crazy. I was drinking a lot of alcohol and it just... I knew something was off and they would throw antibiotics at me and it would just keep on coming back. And I saw an acupuncturist. He checked my tongue. He started doing acupuncture and he changed my diet. He gave me some like Chinese herbal stuff and told me to like start zenning out, like stop stressing. And finally I was better. But it's very interesting. Hopefully, you know, some of our listeners out there who are, if you were listening to some of the symptoms that Autumn was having, you find yourself having those similar symptoms, head over to her website and read. You have two posts. You have one where you talk about it and the second one you give, you know,
give a like brief description. Q&A of description. Kind of what happened and how I cured it, but broad spectrum because you should work with a doctor. The biggest thing I can say is don't ignore it. And it's not that our doctors don't know what they're doing. They do. But doctors, I can tell you this, they don't learn about nutrition in medical school. They admit it. They don't learn about it. So they don't really know. So, like, I had the same thing. I'm seeing all these doctors, and they kept throwing antibiotics at me. So I think in the course of those 6 or 7 months, I did 3 rounds of antibiotics, and the last round of antibiotics I did was the strongest form of antibiotics you could get because they were like, maybe you have a parasite because I had just been in the Maldives. And so they're like, let's see if we can't. So the strongest antibiotic there is, and I already have nothing in my stomach. It just made it worse.
And then it makes it harder to like come back completely later when you take that if you need it.
Yeah. You know? So if you're getting all that and you're getting the regular doctors saying nothing, and you still feel bad, it doesn't hurt to seek out a functional medicine doctor where they are still trained, they still go to medical school, but they just take the more natural path and a homeopathic path, and that's what you need.
Well, what I can tell you is stress-free is playing a little fantasy football. So at DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, family, and coworkers to find out who the superior GM really is. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for everyone. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code GEEK for free with your first deposit. Enter promo code BSports, and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code BSports to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Again, that's BSports. Thank you, DraftKings.
So when I look at you, I see somebody who is kind of like a poster child or poster woman, mom for single moms out there who are trying to work, who are trying to be a good mom, who are trying to do it all. You have an interesting story where you started your own business. You moved away, and in your gut, you were like, no, I need to come back. That really resonated with me, and I think a lot of our viewers that will resonate, you know, with it as well. tell us more about that, and like being a woman, how important it is to really stick to your guns and your passion. And
yeah, you know, I was raised by my dad, mm-hmm. so with my older brother and my older sister, and so I do think like from a very young age, my dad mm-hmm. always instilled in us like do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life, but also like be independent. Like that was very big to me and my older sister. He was mm-hmm. like, you don't rely on a man. Having a man is great, but you don't rely on a man. Right. Like, that's never a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that set up some other issues. Who knows? Thank you, Dad. But nonetheless, so I was married. I had just had my son, and I think Dominic was like about 5.5 months old. Mm-hmm. And my husband wasn't thrilled with his job at the time, and so he started looking for a new one. And at the time, my personal training business was actually doing quite well. Like, yeah. It had grown significantly. I actually had somebody working under me so I could be on maternity leave, all that. So, like, I was headed in the right direction. Like, it was picking up recognition. And he had applied for this management job, and he got the job, but it was in a different state. So even though he applied for a position here, it was in a different state that he was offered the job. And it was in Texas. And I was like, well, my mom's there. Okay, like, we'll go. And no sooner did I say we'll go, I was just like, ugh. Like, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel good. It was like, since I was, you know, 2 feet tall, wanted to live in California. Like, that was my dream. And I was like, I can't believe I'm about to leave it. But we went. We moved there. He took the job. And every day I was there, I cried. And I cried and I cried. And it was like, and I had to really, like, stop. And I would think. And I was, like, out looking for personal training jobs and all that stuff. And every day I was just like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I just don't feel right. Like, this doesn't feel like home.
Yeah.
My husband came home from work one day, and I just looked at him, and I said, I'm going back, with or without you. Like, I'm going back. That's not, like, let's get divorced or anything. Like, that has nothing to do with our marriage. But I spent 6 years building this business. Mm-hmm. We've been gone for 5 weeks. If I'm gone any longer, those clients are going to find new people, and that business I built is going to be gone, and I'm telling you, I don't belong here. Mm-hmm. My husband was lovely and amazing, and we just grew apart as husband and wife. We are still great friends to this day. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay. And I packed up Dominic, who was 6 months old, and he actually, my husband at the time, got in the car. We drove back to California. He literally drove me back. Mm-hmm. And then he took a flight back to Texas. And that was it. I was, like, on my own with Dominic, actually, for 3 months. Like, it took him 3 months to get a transfer back to L.A. And so I hired a nanny because it was like, well, somebody's got to watch him. And I didn't have family in California. So she would be there at 5 a.m. She would watch him. Mm-hmm. And thank God, like, I lived right in the area where all my clients were. I was very lucky. All my clients were in this one neighborhood called the Palisades. So I could bounce around quickly. So I could see a lot of people in a shorter period of time. And I would see clients from 5 a.m. till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'd get home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'd take over mom duty. And I would get up and do it all over again. And it just worked. And I just, like, it was one of those things. Like, a week after I was back, I had seen that Brooke Burke had started a new website called modernmom.com. Mm-hmm. And I clicked contact us. And I sent an email, like, with no, like, very much expecting to just get ignored. And I was like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. Would love to write for you if you're looking for it. Mm-hmm. And I got called the next day to write for them. And the day after that, I got called. And they were like, Brooke would love for you to come to her house tomorrow and shoot workout videos with her. And
I was just, that's crazy.
So it was literally one of those things where, had I been in Texas, I would have never done that.
Yeah.
You know, and all the pieces just started to fall into place. So you have to just, if you got a dream, you got to just go for it. And it doesn't mean it's going to be the path of least resistance. Yeah. You know, choosing to leave my husband in Texas and come back here, I'm sure was, you know, could be frowned upon.
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
And, yeah. And I've got my newborn baby and that sort of thing. But you know what? I'm able to give him a life that we would have never had now. And I'm able to help millions of people.
Yeah.
And so it was a small sacrifice.
That's great. And so the fact that you were working 5 to 3 and then going home and then still going, I want to write for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you were still going, I want to do some more.
Yeah. I'm blessed with a lot of energy. I'll say that.
Yeah, I love it though, because I'm pretty sure people know you as 21 Day Fix and they don't know your backstory. So I love that you are opening up and literally giving us your story here on Fit Club.
Yeah.
And it just, I bet you so many people are going to even gravitate towards you even more.
Thank
you.
You
know, it's It's nice. I love it. I love it. I usually don't do as much research on our interviewees, but like this one, I was like, yes, I'm going to go in. So thank you for allowing us to, you know, chat with you, see what you're up to, you know, learn more about you. What can we expect? I guess that's going to come out in the future from you. Is there going to be, anything else that could be a surprise? Are you going to be on The Biggest Loser? Are you going to have your own fitness show? Yeah. Are you going to...
You never know with that stuff. There's nothing TV-wise like that lined up right now. I'm really working hard on the cooking show on Fix 8 with my brother. We're filming that every month right now, so we film for a week straight. My next, the new clothing line starts to come out in the fall. The lifestyle line will come out in the
fall.
Send
us some stuff.
I'll be sending you guys up, and then the fitness line will come out in the summer of next year. So we just had our first launch of all of that, and it's doing very well. And we've started talking about ideas. Nothing is in development yet. Nothing is in the works yet. But there's talks of what could be next. So, you know, we're always staying busy.
Okay. Yeah, we're excited. If we see anything, hear anything, we'll have to bring you back on.
And again, we can watch Fix 8 on Beachbody On Demand?
Yes, Beachbody On Demand.
Okay. Is there a particular time it comes on? I guess it's on
demand. It's on demand. So anytime you want to watch it, all the healthy recipes. Not only can you watch the show, you can print out the recipes right there.
Awesome.
Plus you get access to... within just being a member of Beachbody On Demand, you get access to 21 Day Fix Extreme, the Master's Hammer and Chisel, my prenatal workouts that I have on there, a fun little kill cupcake, and then also you can also gain access to 21 Day Fix and Country Heat through Beachbody On Demand as well.
Nice. Awesome. We'll also have to bring you back with your brother.
And some food. I'll make him cook. Yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. If you have any questions for Autumn, you know, in the comment section, ask them away or tweet. Can they tweet you?
They can absolutely tweet me at Autumn Calabrese.
All right, Autumn Calabrese. So you guys can find us online at Fit Club on BHL. You can find me, fitwithfallon.com. Where can they find you, Shaka?
And you can find me, as always, Shaka Strong on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
All right, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.